Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Israeli military has issued a New Year message saying it expects the conflict in Gaza to continue throughout 2024. A spokesman for the Israel Defense Forces, Daniel Hagari, said troop deployments were being adjusted in readiness for prolonged fighting.
Forces and continuing the combat training processes in the IDF. We're also adapting the planning of the use of force in Gaza these days to the array of reserve soldiers. Some reservists will return to their families and their jobs as soon as this week.
Rear Admiral Hagari said the IDF must look ahead to its future role in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there could be no discussions about that until Hamas was defeated. Figures from the United States suggest a record number of migrants and asylum seekers have arrived at the border with Mexico in the past month. Border Patrol agents are thought to have dealt with requests for more than 300,000 people in December. 80% of them were detained after crossing illegally into the US. The authorities say the figures have been pushed by a surge in migration from Venezuela, which is suffering a long-running political and economic crisis. Volodymyr Zelensky has promised a big increase in the production of weapons in Ukraine in the coming year. The Ukrainian president made the announcement in a New Year video address.
Our weapons, our equipment, artillery, our shells, our drones, our naval greetings to the enemy, and at least a million Ukrainian drones, all of which we will generously use on land, in the sky, and, of course, at sea.
He added that F-16 fighter jets would be delivered by Ukraine's Western partners and insisted that his country had become stronger in the face of Russia's full-scale invasion. President Felix Tshisekedi has been declared the winner of presidential elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The results have been condemned by several opposition candidates who have called on their supporters to take to the streets in protest. Opposition parties have alleged widespread irregularities and fraud, but the government has rejected calls for a fresh vote. The results give a commanding lead of over 70% to Mr. Tshisekedi. This will be his second term. The vote itself on December the 20th was marked by logistical setbacks, an overrun into an unscheduled second day of voting, and confusion during the counting of votes. Kenyan police are investigating the death of a Ugandan Olympic athlete. Police said Benjamin Kiplagat's body was found in a car on the outskirts of Eldoret. He had a knife wound to his neck. The 34-year-old runner had represented Uganda at several Olympic Games and the World Championships. He had been training in the Eldoret area, which is the base for many top athletes. World Athletics said it was shocked and saddened by the news of Kiplagat's death. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Visa restrictions on people from Kosovo have been lifted across almost the whole of the European Union. It had been the only country in the Western Balkans whose citizens did not enjoy visa-free access to the bloc. Here's Guy Delaunay.
Kosovo actually fulfilled the EU's requirements for visa-free access in 2018, but its citizens have endured a frustrating six-year delay to the deal's implementation. Brussels' bureaucracy and fractious relations with Prime Minister Albin Kurti's government both played a part. But the restrictions won't be lifted entirely. Five EU member states still don't recognise Kosovo's independence. One of them, Spain, will continue to require visas.
Europe's longest reigning current monarch, the Queen of Denmark, has announced that she's stepping down. In a live TV broadcast, Queen Margrethe said she would hand over to her son, Crown Prince Frederick, in 2 weeks' time. The 80-year-old Queen said her decision had been influenced by having had surgery on her back. Iran's embassy in Spain says Tehran has released a Spanish football fan who was detained during a trek from Madrid to Qatar for the men's 2022 Football World Cup. Santiago Sanchez went missing as he crossed Iran on the last leg of his mammoth hike through Europe and the Middle East. News of his whereabouts came after weeks of mounting concern from his family and friends. And celebrations have been taking place across Europe to welcome in the new year. In France, huge crowds converged on the Champs-Élysées for an Olympic-themed party ahead of the 2024 Games in July. In central London, tens of thousands have gathered for a firework display, which the organisers say is the biggest in Europe. These people are there watching.
We saw it last year and we wanted to be even further to the front.
I'm from India. This is my second year here in London. Always a pleasure watching it. It's pretty amazing.
In the new year, I'm really excited for 2024 and everything that the year's going to bring.
And from here in London, a very happy new year. That's the latest BBC News.